Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Sunny Ray Breeze Hawkins, and I'd like to serve forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Sunny Ray Buffalo Bill, and I'd like to serve as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present the sons and daughters of Israel Label now entering the sanctuary. I now present one of the sons of Israel Label, Odiah Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the PCI be with each and every one of you. Now, today my topic is, who is the deceiver? And what is the world being deceived with today? Please turn to Revelations 12. And let's look down to verse 9. And it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that the old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. She was cast out into the earth, and her angels was cast out with her." So you see, Satan is the deceiver. My definition of deceiver is someone who leads you into thinking or believing something that is not true. Satan does not come to us face to face and talk to us and deceive us. So how does she deceive the whole world? Let's go to Matthew 7, and let's look down to verse 15. And it says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but in reality they are ravaging wolves." So Satan uses the Pope Francis, through his teachings of Satan's doctrines. A doctrine is a belief or set of beliefs held and taught by a church or political party or other groups. The Pope teaches beliefs, not facts or the truth. He teaches the world that a fat man comes down your chimney and that rabbits lay eggs and that the Savior was resurrected on Sunday and that Yahshua did away with the laws. Yahshua did not do away with the laws, but Pope Constantine did. Yahshua tells us in Matthew 5, verse 17, Yahshua tells us that he is not the one who is doing away with the laws of Yahweh. He came to bring up the laws, not to bring them down. We are taught to beware. Let's turn over to First Yochanan 3, and let's look down to 7 and 8, and it says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, and the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now let's go turn to 2 Yochanan, and let's read verse 10 and 11. If anyone comes to you and does not bring these doctrines, do not accept him into the house of Yahweh, nor welcome him. For he who welcomes him is a partaker of his or of his evil deeds. Anyone who does not speak according to the teachings of the laws and the prophecies, it is deception, and they have no truth in their teachings. For your notes, please put down 1 Yochanan 2:4. We have been warned that the deception will be great in these last days. Possible even the elect could be deceived. For your notes, please put down Matthew 24:24. In conclusion, we have to take these warnings seriously and hold fast to them. We have to keep our hearts and minds on the kingdom of Yahweh. Remember, I'll remain in the house of Yahweh forever, and I will not go out of my place. And with that, if you all please stand. I'll turn it over to Sonny Yerzloibel, Yeshaya, for prayer.
And now it's my privilege and honor to present to you the great son of Yerzloibel, Deacon Yeshua David.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. I'm going to get right into this because I don't have much time. But if you look at the world today, you can see that the hatred is rising. Okay, and that the problems are rising. Prophecy is being fulfilled just as Pastor said it would be. And as the book of Yahweh tells us it's going to be. The love is missing, but still the world is blind to it. You know, they're in their fantasy lives that they're using to get away from the reality of this world. The Pope's coming out saying he's saying all these cute, pious things that sound righteous to the world. Like, you know, speaking to the gays and to the lesbians. You know, who am I to judge? Go ahead and keep, you know, follow your heart, do whatever feels good in your heart. And to the world, that sounds awesome, because they'd love to do what's in their heart. But to those who are educated in the house of Yahweh, we realize that he's saying, you know, go ahead and forget about Yahweh's laws. Don't even worry about those. Do whatever feels good, okay? And, you know, forgetting or not telling the people about the curses and the consequences that are going to come from it. But we also here today in Yahweh's house need to make sure that we guard ourselves with all of our might not to allow this to come into Yahweh's house, to make sure that we're not denying Yahweh or betraying his house. We need to remember that Satan is extremely wise. Okay, if you remember, Yahweh said she's wiser than Daniel, and nothing was held back from her when he created Satan. But she rebelled, you know, from pride. And her goal is to destroy every last one of you. To destroy Yahweh's work and to make sure that Yahweh's plan fails. That is her goal. Okay, there's nothing righteous or holy or lovable about that at all. Another thing that we must remember is that everyone outside Yahweh's house belongs to Satan. Everyone outside Yahweh's house belongs to Satan. And they're being used as tools from Satan. You know, everybody, including, you know, your family members, your aunt, sister, grandmother, mom, or your co-worker in the world, whoever it might be, they're being used by Satan at this time. They're not part of Yahweh's house. You know, we're still in the world, but not of it. We don't follow the teachings or the practices of the world, as the scripture says. And we're instructed by the house of Yahweh that, you know, it's our job to introduce the name of Yahweh, the Sabbath, the peaceful solution. But if they accept it, if they're being called by Yahweh, they'll find Yahweh's house. They'll look more into it. You know, it's not our job to go and try to be a prophet to the world and proclaim the deep secrets of Yahweh to your coworkers. You know, it because they'll reject it. And you're actually causing more harm than you are benefits. But we need to think long term. Remember Yahweh's plan. You know, the time is going to come when Yahweh's government's set up and all these people in the world, your coworkers, your family members, they're all going to have a part or they're all going to be given an opportunity to be part of Yahweh's kingdom. You know, they're all going to be able to have an opportunity to understand Yahweh's laws, to be called out and to understand these things. That's their opportunity. That's their time. It'll be your opportunity at that time to teach them all the things that you want to teach them now. You know, you might think that you're caring for them if you try to, you know, pull them in and keep yanking on them to come into the house of Yahweh at this time. But it's not going to work if Yahweh does not call them. Remember that. Okay? But in the end, when it all boils down to it, when they receive their opportunity, they'll be so joyful that you stuck around, you stayed, and now you're there to teach them Yahweh's laws. Praise Yahweh. So remember, by keeping your distance from them and waiting for Yahweh's plan to be fulfilled, trusting in Yahweh, you're doing so much more help for them than you would be otherwise, okay? That's Yahweh's way. But doing it Satan's way, there's so many ways it could go wrong. You know, their minds are closed right now, so they think they love you. They really do. They think they love you, and, oh man, I feel so sorry for y'all. You know, you don't get to go out and experience the world. And, you know, these worldly ways, you don't get to have these STDs and all these things like everyone else. And they feel so sorry for you. But, you know, we in the house of Yahweh, our minds are open. We realize what's going on. You know, it's actually a blessing to be called out of this world at this time. So that could go that way. Praise Yahweh. It could go that way. But if you hang on to them, you could end up being pulled out with them because you're trying to hold on to them, or they're trying to hold on to you and you end up getting pulled out. Or you could keep trying to convince them and end up turning them in hatred against Yahweh's way. And then notice who you're hurting. You're hurting both of you. Okay? That's Satan's way. That's definitely not the way we want to go. You know, Yahshua said, let the blind lead the blind right now, and they'll have their opportunity in the end. But no matter how subtle it is, it might even seem desirable to our carnal minds, but we remember, we cannot forget Yahweh. Yahweh knows what he's doing, okay? He's the one that created all of us. And definitely don't betray Yahweh. You know, who are your brothers and sisters? They're the ones in the house of Yahweh at this time right now. Please remember that. Please. Let's look at another way that we can betray Yahweh and his house. And it's through gossip. Okay? Gossip. Gossip is very, very important that we watch out for gossip. Okay? In the Peaceful Solution, the Great Four Unit, it tells us about gossip. It's on page 223. It says, gossip means to talk about what occurs to others without their permission. In the next procedure, it says that we should regard all conversations and situations as private. It does say all. All conversations and situations as private. If we learn something about someone else, we do not have permission to talk about it with others. That's respecting someone's privacy. Please remember that as well. Now, anyone who's been here for a few years knows that there are people who make it their goal to try and find things that they can about the house of Yahweh to twist them and try to make us look bad to the beastly system and cause problems upon the house of Yahweh. And those people are within and without. Okay? So we need to make sure that we, you know, leave no allowance of them to find something about your brother or your sister that they could possibly twist. Okay, we're obligated to talk about Scripture. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about the laws of Yahweh, the plan of Yahweh, you know, when we're at work. Praise Yahweh. But we're not obligated or permitted by Yahweh to talk about one another's personal business. Okay, because that can cause trouble. Not where brother so-and-so lives, who he's married to, what he does or what he doesn't do. That's nobody else's business. Okay, now I'm not saying to consider your brothers and sisters as spies and to be cold-hearted and disrespectful to them. That's not the case either. You know, we should love and urge one another onto love and righteous works. And talk scripture. That's the best way you can help them. Not gossiping about your brothers and sisters. We should never gossip about our brothers and sisters. And for heaven's sakes, if you're not a priest or a kohana or a judge or assigned by a pastor to counsel someone, you're not their counselor. Okay? Don't go trying to deal with personal situations and problems on your own. Direct them to the priest. Now, this is how dangerous it gets if you do this. If you mislead them or offend them, what did Yahshua say? He said it's better that a millstone be hung around your neck and cast in the depths of the sea. That's how dangerous it is. Okay? Meaning that's your life that you're putting on the line if you go and try to counsel people when it's not your job. That's what the priests and the authorities are there for. Direct them to the authorities. If you're not a priest, a kohana, judge, or authorized by a pastor or one of the authorities, you're not a counselor. Do not try to counsel people, please. Okay, for my last scripture, if you'll turn over to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. It says, "Behold, I send you out like sheep in the midst of wolves." This is on page 736, by the way. "Therefore, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves." You know, Pastor was talking about in the sermon how a dove, you know, it can get shot, it can get injured, but it's not going to try to cause any harm to you. So be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I'm going to skip down to verse 32. It says, "Whoever therefore will acknowledge me before men," that's our job, to speak to one another about scriptures and righteousness, "and to build the house of Yahweh up, him I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven." But notice this. This is what occurs if you deny Yahweh, or if you betray your brothers and sisters. "Whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." That's the judgment. That's your position in the kingdom that you're messing with if you do these things. But here's a really awesome book, the Lying and Betrayal book. The Fourth Book of Israel has the Lying and Betrayal series in it. It's the first seven sermons in the Fourth Book of Israel. Go back and read those. Everyone needs to go back and read those. Those are extremely important for the time period that we're in now. Okay, go back and read those, please. I don't have any time left, so please keep that in mind. Go back and read the Fourth Book of Israel, the Lying and Betrayal series. It's extremely important. And if you'll all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker, the great Deacon Tovia Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom. Isn't it great to be in the house of Yahweh?
Praise Yahweh.
You may be seated. Well, today we're going to be talking more about this world and the war raging nations and how their minds are so confused that they can actually somehow make a sensible idea of how this is going to come out as a positive at the end here with all this, the making of these weapons and the bombs and all these things. But I want to start off in Matthew 24:3-7. And it says, Matthew 24:6-7. "And you will hear rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." Okay, and we're seeing that. We're hearing of these rumors of wars. Iran, Russia, China is getting in there. You're hearing about all this. Now, I want to go over some of these new updated costs for 2015, because they definitely grew in the past year, okay? This is basically an overview, each category of weapon and what you could do with it besides for war, okay? So for each soldier, we spend $17,000, okay? That's 35 U.S. homes. Their annual income, what they did was they broke it down to their annual income, and they said, okay, they make so much annually. How many families could we give that money to? So that's 35 for one U.S. soldier in a year. Cruise missiles, $830,000. That's 16 homes. Or I'm sorry, 16 households, okay? Not very much, right? I mean, 16 people for a year. Abrams tank, 125 homes. The F-22 Raptor, 3,000 homes. The B-2 Stealth Bomber, 20,000 homes. Submarines, 46,000 homes. Aircraft carrier, this is the new one they just came out with, which I'm going to cover here in a little bit, 273,000 households. And the nuclear weapons program, which is totals $52 billion, is 1 million households. 1 million people. Now, that's each category. Okay, so you can see how this money could be just better spent by just using it to feed and clothe and pay for utilities and all this. But imagine if that money was used for character education or something that's going to build their character like the peaceful solution. Imagine what would occur then. You wouldn't have to give them money to pay for their households. Okay, so here's the total number of warheads throughout the world in 2013. It was 17,300, okay? 17,000 warheads, nuclear warheads, okay? Just to give you an idea about how much that is, there's only 52 major countries, okay? We're talking like Washington, D.C., New York, London, places like that. There's only 52 major cities in the world. Now, there's a lot of cities, but 17,000 nuclear warheads, what kind of devastation could you bring upon this earth? It would be completely wiped out. Unless Yahweh, with his merciful plan, stepped in and put a stop to it to show mankind this is not the way. Okay? I want everyone to see this. This is 2014. This is our spending in 2014. Okay? See this top 14 nations after U.S.? See $581 billion? See $687 billion? Okay, that's 14 nations, okay, that we're comparing to. I wonder what 2015 looks like. Well, that number dropped to 7 countries right here. And our total went up to $610 billion. Okay, so we grew not only in money, but we also dropped off 7 nations that can't even compare to how much money we spend. But we're in debt. We don't know what to do. Okay? Here's our newest warship we got coming out. Okay? This is the biggest and the best of the best here. This is an aircraft carrier that's supposed to be out this upcoming year. It says, the U.S. Navy is less than a year away from adding the most expensive warship in history, okay, to its fleet. The $13 billion USS General Ford, okay, the USS General Ford, the lead ship in the new Ford-class aircraft carrier series, is expected to join the U.S. Navy by February 2016. Once deployed, the ship will be among the largest aircraft carriers ever to roam the sea and will feature a number of changes and advancements. Okay, $13 billion on one ship. And they're going to build a class of them. Okay, there's 6 in the Nimitz class. Here's their new warplane. Okay? The F-35 is the latest and greatest addition to the U.S.'s military arsenal of warplanes. Currently being produced, now listen to this, currently being produced by 1,200 suppliers in 45 states and 9 other countries, okay? The cost of the fleet is now estimated to be $1.5 trillion, okay? How much are we in debt? $7 trillion, right? Going over 8? So you can see how that we're spending the money. We have the money, but we're spending it on this war, okay? That's the same budget as the entire Iraq war. But the cost difference in producing the F-35 versus the old models, combined with the structural issues, may be a warning sign. They're having some problems with the planes, okay? The first model they brought out, okay, $19 million is all they spent on it. And it grew to $101 million by the time they were done. Okay? Now, you see this. You see the aircraft carrier. We have that. You have this. You have all these new planes. Here's their Here's their upkeep on all that every year. This is for 2015. I don't know if you can see that right there. Modernization. $153 billion. So we spent $13 billion on aircraft carrier. We spent this much on this. Now we have to spend this to even keep it up every year. China and Russia is going to surpass us. So you can see that these nations are, they're gearing up for this great war. And, you know, I don't know how many of y'all heard about this new satellite that the United States launched, but it actually had a octopus, like it was wrapped around the world. Okay, and what they're saying is this satellite is going to be able to spy on any spot on the earth at any given time. Okay, and Russia's saying, well, you know, you got all these sanctions on Russia. The United States is imposing on Russia. And I read an article that was talking about how the rocket that they used to send those satellites into orbit is a Russian-made rocket. Okay? So the United States is imposing these sanctions on Russia, and guess what Russia's saying? Well, you keep pushing this, and we're going to stop selling you our better rocket. Okay? So you can see how they're all fighting. They're all constantly going back and forth. You can't really tell what's going on with the news because, you know, United States is saying, oh, Russia's all bad. Russia's saying the United States is all bad over in Russia. But you can see how they're all gearing up for this great war, this great tribulation. And remember, just as the previous speaker, this is the house of Yahweh. This is the only protected place against this. You can't go to some mountain or some far-off country and be protected from this nuclear war. It's going to affect every single person on the earth. And if you do get away, they'll catch you with their satellite that they have now. You can't get away from it. And even if you did escape the nuclear war, the diseases alone would wipe you out eventually. Because they're growing at such a tremendous rate. They're doubling as time goes on. So with this, remember, stick with the house of Yahweh. Remain in the house of Yahweh forever. And with this, Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn it over to the great Colin Benjamin.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Wow. Awesome information that's been brought forth this morning by all the great sons of Israel, Abel. And I think I want to show you something real quick. Well, let me start with this. I want to really emphasize this morning, if everybody would really pay close attention and write this down, what I want to demonstrate today for you is the fact that Yahweh is in full control. All of the things that have taken place that you're going to learn about today took place after Pastor's dream on 5/12/15. That demonstrate this fact that Yahweh is in full control and that Yahweh is working with his servant, Israel Hawkins, the great overseer. So follow me through this really wonderful journey we're going to take this morning. And by the way, I better plug this July news just to show you how in complete control Yahweh is. The great sons of Israel, Abel, pointed out to me last time I spoke that on this building, this July prophetic word newsletter, there's three windows on this side and there's seven on this side going up the building. 3-7. Isn't that a coincidence? Yeah, I'm sure it is. There's also 49 letters right here in the middle there, if they counted them themselves, because they're starting to get interested in these numbers and they're seeing these patterns in these numbers. And there's other things too. Maybe they'll show you later on. I don't have time, but really great stuff I got for you this morning that Yahweh has for you. Let's start with the fact that today is 8-1-15. 8-1. 8-1 is 9, and 8-1 or 81 is 9 times 9, which is 81, which is 8 plus 1, which equals 9. And if you remember the last time I spoke, I told you what that number 9 represents. It represents the fullness of man's endeavors. In other words, man's endeavors are coming to an end. Man's governments of the people and by the people are coming to an end. So I looked up just out of wonderment what 81 meant. And it's the Hebrew word avaka, and it means powder. Okay, powder. And it also told me to see this word here, avak. So I did. That's word number 80. And it means dust. As in Deuteronomy 28:24, powder and dust will rain down upon you till you're destroyed. Well, what's interesting about that, do y'all remember Leo Szilard patented the nuclear bomb when? July 4th, 1934. That is 81 years ago. 81 years ago, 9 times 9, right? That's probably a coincidence. I don't know. I'm just going to present you with the facts, and you're going to have to write these down and weigh them for yourself. By the way, it's been 70 years since the Hiroshima bomb. This week, August 6th, 1945, will be the 70th anniversary of this bomb being dropped on Hiroshima. Remember all these 70s we've been seeing, right? 70s, 37, 73, 777, the number 7. Remember all these things? So I looked up just to see what 8-6-45 meant, which is the date that they dropped the first atomic bomb. And it meant a species of tree, apparently from its slenderness. And it's from 7329 meant to emaciate. That word should bring into your mind the Nuclear War Is It Really Coming booklet, because this very word was used. It means to famish or wax lean. So let me give you the definition of emaciate here from this dictionary. See if I can zoom in on it for you. It means to lose flesh gradually and become very lean. It also means pined away. Pined away. One of the great Kohans from Florida might be interested in that definition. And it means to cause to waste away in flesh. And it means consume, consume away, pine away, waste away. Now this should bring to your mind Leviticus, write these down for your notes, Leviticus 26:39, which talks about them pining away in their sins, that their sins are causing their bodies to waste away. And the nuclear bombs, remember in Zechariah 14:12, it says their tongues will consume in their mouth and their eyeballs and their eye sockets, even as they stand on their feet. They will be consumed. Remember Isaiah 66. They will be consumed together, those that follow Pope Francis. Okay, those that follow the teachings of the Catholic Church, this is what's going to take place. And also remember Proverbs 5:11 says, in the last days, you will waste away in the midst. And if we don't follow the teachings of Israel Hawkins, this applies to any of us, like the great deacon spoke of before me. So isn't that interesting, what 8-6-45, the date of the first atomic bomb being dropped on Hiroshima, and this is year number 70. And remember, Yahweh's bringing these things out now, because now is the appointed time for these to be brought forth. Now also, I looked up word number 81 in the Greek, because I just showed you the Hebrew. This will be very familiar to you. It's the word Adelphios. As in Philadelphia, okay? And it means brotherhood. Now, I want you to understand, in this plan, there's two races. And there's also two brotherhoods. There's the brotherhood of Yahweh, and there's the brotherhood of Satan, okay? Just like the great deacon told you before. Anybody outside of the house of Yahweh, okay, that Yahweh's not dealing with at this time. Remember, there's 2 billion people out there that Yahweh will be calling. But anyone outside the house of Yahweh at this time belongs to Satan, the devil. Make no mistake about it. And it's from word number 80, which means Adelphos. And it means a brother or a member of the same religious community and brother from the same womb. Okay? So, remember these definitions. This is very important. Last week, right when I got off the stage, I told you I always forget things. I get off the stage and I'm like, oh my word, why did I not bring this? I forgot to show you the picture. Remember we talked about Pluto last week, last time I spoke? Well, here's a picture of Pluto, and I forgot to show you the number that Yahweh put on there for you. Y'all see that? Number 37. That is on Pluto. That was on the first picture that was taken, I believe, 3.7 million miles from Earth. That's got to be a coincidence too, doesn't it? But I was very sorry I forgot to show that, but apparently Yahweh had it in the plan, right? Now, I want to remind everybody right now about this number 37. And I want to go back over some of the headlines that we've seen about this number 37. Here was on the Feast of Feast of Pentecost, where 37 Texas counties were flooded, declared disaster areas, while we were here keeping Yahweh's feast. Y'all remember that? Okay? And then that same feast, Yahweh showed us this number when the woman and pastor that were shown in the bonnet dissolved, it turned into the number 37. Okay? I'm just bringing these to your memory. And then we had this one. The first Triple Crown winner in 37 years. American Pharaoh. Right? Got to be a coincidence. Then we had Pluto. The first flyover of Pluto, which it shows down here, was the first pictures taken was 3.7 million miles away from Pluto. And then this headline, Pluto, a dream 3.7 billion miles in the making, because that's how far Pluto is away. And then this headline on June 22nd of this year, exactly 37 years after Pluto's moon Charon is discovered, it's being seen and revealed for the first time. Who reveals secrets? Yeah, and Yahweh's going to expose this whole system, okay? And that actually is prophesied that this whole system will be laid bare in front of you, and you will see the secret things that are taking place behind closed doors. And everything that's taking place behind closed doors, remember what Yahshua said, whatever's done in darkness is going to be brought to light. And who's it going to be brought to light by, House of Yahweh? That's right, Israel Hawkins. The house of Yahweh is the house of the light. You are children of the light. Now the world, they think they're light too. And I'm going to show you they have a plan. When I got off the stage, this was so cool because last week the great Kahan gave some awesome sermons. But I wanted to get on my phone and call him right then while he was up here and show him this picture that I found. That right when I got off the stage last time, notice that number 70 up there in purple, just like on his notebook he showed you that he bought. Remember the double cover on it, and one of the covers was purple, and it said 70 pages? Well, this is the Sun magazine, and here's the headline. Shows Queen Elizabeth and her family doing Heil Hitler salutes in 1933. Well, you know, that would be strange. And by the way, Queen Elizabeth was very upset about this. Not because it's not true, but because they chose to publish this in the Sun magazine. Well, I thought everybody knew about the royal family, so I better show you all who they really are. They're called the House of Windsor, okay? The House of Windsor is the royal house of the United Kingdom and the other Commonwealth realms. Remember Pastor brought that word up not long ago? And he said, remember the word Commonwealth. It was founded by King George V by royal proclamation on 17 July 1917. Pastor also mentioned that number last time he spoke, didn't he? 1917. He then changed the name of the British royal family from the German... He changed it from German Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, a branch of the House of Wettin, to the English Windsor due to the anti-German sentiment in the British Empire during World War I. So what does that make them? They're German. So why would this be a surprise? Saxe Coburg, by the way, this all ties into this, what I'm bringing today, because I want to show you who Saxe Coburg is. Saxe Coburg is German. It was a duchy held by the Ernestine branch of the Wettin dynasty in today's Bavaria, Germany. Okay, Bavaria, Germany. Keep that word in your mind, Bavaria. Notice also, it's a state of the Holy Roman Empire. Okay? It's a state of the Holy Roman Empire. Moving along here, Gotha. Remember Gotha that it mentioned? Gotha, this is from Wikipedia, it's the house of Saxe Coburg and Gotha, originated in Gotha, spawned many European rulers, including the royal houses of England, Belgium, Portugal until 1910, and Bulgaria until 1946. So this Gotha, oh, by the way, here's something interesting. Remember the palaces that Yahweh's been talking about? This is the Palais Coburg. That means the Palace of Coburg. The Palace of Coburg, it was owned by the Kohari branch of the House of Saxe Coburg in Gotha. But notice this. It's also the palatial hotel, has 33 suites. Here's your Masonic number 33. And it was the venue for the historic Iran nuclear deal reached on 14 July 2015. They were at the Coburg Hotel, right? Probably just a coincidence. And then it was probably a coincidence that Prince William and Kate married on the very day that Hitler married Eva Braun. And the whole world was wondering why. Why would they marry on the same day that Eva Braun married Adolf Hitler? Bizarre. Unless you know the truth. Unless you've been in the house of Yahweh where the secrets are revealed. Well, then this will explain this too. Prince Harry, sorry for that Nazi costume I wore. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was an accident. He's not sorry. He's just sorry he got caught. This is who they are. Okay? And Yahweh's going to reveal these palaces are going to be... Turn over to Moshe real quick. Moshe, the book of Moshe, chapter 3. These are not coming out by accident, okay? Moshe chapter 3, found on page 696, where it reads. And if you read through this chapter, all he talks about is palaces in here. Their palaces will be plundered, okay? Now, I'm just going to read the last verse for you. In verse 15, it says, I will tear down the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory will perish. The great houses will come to an end. The great houses. Remember Pharaoh's great house, the palace, where that word palace came from? They're going to come to an end. And Yahweh's exposing them. Remember who exposes the truth? It's the house of Yahweh. The house of Yahweh exposes these deeds and who they really are. And you'll find out later as we go along how it ties in with everything else. By the way, on 7/7/15, y'all remember how many inches of rain we got? 7.73 inches, right? Well, we were so busy probably fixing leaks in our roof and, you know, plowing through the water and, you know, dealing with all these things that were taking place that we didn't see something that took place right in front of our eyes. This is from CBS News. Let me zoom in on this. From July 7th, 2015, it says U.S. stocks close higher as Greece debt talks proceed. Closed at 17,777 points on July 7th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 93 points to 17,777. Coincidence, House of Yahweh? Here's another stock market analysis for that day. And this is the Dow Jones closing for 7,715. Now, here's how they work it. I want you to see two numbers here because this is going to be very important for you. If it closes right there, that's where it actually closed at 17,776. Okay, that's where it actually closed. But what they do is they round it up, as you'll see here, they round it up to the next highest number. And so the Dow Jones closed at 17,777 on 7,715. Okay? But keep that number 1776 in your mind too, okay? Very important. Okay, I need you to cue up the first video up there. Now, I'm not going to play it right now, but I've got to go through this here. Now, would you all agree, House of Yahweh, that Yahweh has been just pouring out some really wonderful things this month, this last month? Yahweh's been exposing everything, man. It's so amazing. Now, let's talk about Planned Parenthood for a minute. Now, you remember Pastor said, and I'm going to show you a video in a moment to prove it, that Planned Parenthood is his biggest opposition. He used those very words, and I'm going to show you in a minute. Now, I want to show you, let's see, this one is, this is the third video they released on July 28th. Which is 7777, okay, four sevens. They released the third video on 728. What's amazing about how they did this thing is that, let's see if I got my glasses here, that they released all of these videos 7 days apart, beginning on 714, and then 7:21, they released the second video. And then on 7:28, they released the third one. All on multiples of seven. Is that a coincidence? And they also did it on the third day of the week, Tuesday. Every Tuesday, beginning July 14th, they released one every 7 days. On the seventh multiple of seven in each, the 14th, 21st, and 28th. Exposing Planned Parenthood for who they really are. An extermination camp that creates nothing but diseases, deadly diseases. Check this out. There was a rally held at the Texas Capitol on July 28th in response to the Planned Parenthood videos. There you see the multiple of seven again. And that was on Tuesday, July 28th. Here we go. It says people rally at Planned Parenthood locations after release of videos regarding sale of fetal organs. That's July 28th. And from the same article, he tells you right here, video 1 released Tuesday, July 14th. Video 2 released Tuesday, July 21st. Video 3, Tuesday, July 28th. Is that a coincidence, House of Yahweh? Or how about this one? From Breitbart.com, protests against Planned Parenthood planned in how many cities? 70 cities protested this. I'm sure that's a coincidence. How about this one? 9 more undercover videos ready to drop on Planned Parenthood. Remember the number 9. Remember how Yahweh is exposing this system and how their time is up, okay? Now, I want to show you a video, but before I do, I want to remind you of, y'all remember the Building Moral Excellence Award Ceremony, the first award ceremony for the Peaceful Solution held in Laredo, Texas? Yeah, you can clap. You know that Yahweh was in full control of that, okay? I'm going to show you when that took place. Pastor gave a sermon message to Laredo on March 7th or 3-7-2009. Okay? And he stood up here and he gave a 10-minute mini sermon message for the people down in Laredo that were going to be attending on 3-8-09 at the first award ceremony banquet we had. The Laredo award ceremony itself was on 3-8-09. Okay, the night after. Pastor did the special message for us. Let's play the video so we can all... Now listen closely what he says about Planned Parenthood, because that's what the main thrust of this whole thing was. Go ahead and play the video.
Remember, in the end, we all teach by our examples to others. We were able to get the author of the Peaceful Solution Education Program to give us a statement and to congratulate everyone in Laredo here tonight. I turn it over to the author of the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, Yisrael Hawkins.
Greetings, everyone in Laredo. We want to express our thanks to you today there in Laredo, because we know this is a big event for you and a big event for the Peaceful Solution Character Education there. We want to express our thanks to you, the newcomers here today, that are wanting to get involved in this. I remember all the struggles that we have gone through in the past, and all the opposition that we have faced. There are groups out there, you know, that are still relying on condoms to to protect them. They've sold this and are selling it to the world, and of course it doesn't work. We've got groups wanting to teach the people today how to commit fornication and adultery safely. This doesn't work. Of course, I keep harping on the condoms, but that's one of the things that one of our biggest opponents to the peaceful solution, but would Planned Parenthood be willing to teach a strong abstinence message? Any teenager who accepts abstinence will not become a customer of Planned Parenthood. Such a teenager would not need birth control supplies, pregnancy testing, STD testing and treatment, emergency contraception, or abortion. These are the services that Planned Parenthood sells. What interest do they have in convincing teenagers about behavior that makes these services totally unnecessary? It becomes clear there is no chance that Planned Parenthood would teach any convincing abstinence message. To do so would present a serious conflict of interest for them. On the contrary, Planned Parenthood form of contraceptive sex education is structured to encourage teenagers to become sexually active. Then these teenagers would likely become Planned Parenthood customers. If you're really relentless in the push of this, and you're going to have to be so if you join this program, because the opposition will fight you down if you're not. But if you'll be relentless, then the Creator will win this battle for us. Thank you.
Is Yahweh not winning the battle for us? He's doing it. Yahweh's doing this. Yahweh's doing this. Okay, now, this is, when I researched this number, I don't think I ever really went back and looked on numbers on this Moral Excellence Award ceremony. But Pastor gave that sermon on 3709, and this is Strong's 3709, and here's what it means. It means swelling up to constitutionally oppose. Ongoing fixed opposition. And it means a settled anger. Now, it doesn't mean anger. What it means is indignation. Remember, Yahshua became indignant at times. When people would say certain things, he was like, what are you saying that we can't heal on the Sabbath? He didn't become angry. He became indignant. And indignant means this. It proceeds from an internal disposition which steadfastly opposes something, someone or something based on extended personal exposure solidifying what the beholder considers wrong, unjust, or evil. Okay? Remember, Yahweh's witness opposes, they're the opposition because they're doing evil. They're morally unjust. And it means to teem, to swell. And that means that it's not a sudden outburst, but rather referring to fixed, controlled, passionate feeling against sin. Okay? And that's what Pastor, when he gave that sermon, that's what it was. It was fixed, controlled opposition to their sin and trying to teach them that this is wrong. Now, Pastor gave that sermon on 3709. That adds up to the number 19. And it can be found in the 9th book of Israel, chapter 10, which is 19. Now, the next evening was 3:08 when the ceremony took place with about 100 students of the Peaceful Solution Program. So I want to give you the definition of 3:08:09. It means education or training, disciplinary correction, chastisement, instruction, to nurture. The whole training and education of children, which relates to the cultivation of mind and morals. Remember, Building Moral Excellence Award Ceremony? Instruction which aims at increasing virtue. Remember, virtue is moral excellence. And it comes from 3811, and I thought this was really beautiful here, to train up a child, to educate, to discipline, to chasten, to instruct, learn, teach. And it means of those who are molding the character of others by reproof and admonition. Remember, this ward ceremony took place on 3-8, and it was an educational training for the people that were there along with their dinner. Remember what 38 meant? Teacher of the sea, father of the sea. And the people that were down there, they're not in the house of Yahweh. That is part of the sea that Yahweh's bringing to the house of Yahweh. And Pastor Israel Hawkins was teaching them. He was guiding them and instructing them and showing them that, you know, this, what this brings, what this Planned Parenthood's very slick thing they got going there with bringing everybody in and giving them abortions, and they don't have any way of, they don't even want to stop this thing, and they're creating the global warming, the STDs, they're murdering children. I mean, it's just, and they have no reason to stop it because they're making a bunch of money. So no longer had that. No sooner had this taken place, this came out. This was on July, get you a date here. Oh, July 20th. Remember, Yahweh's exposing the secrets, right? Nothing done in secret. Ashley Madison. It's a website or a site you can go to commit fornication and adultery. And no one will ever find out, they promise you. No one will ever know. Ashley Madison, hack, threatens to expose 37 million adulterers. Huh. Remember, everything done in darkness, in the back seat of the car or the hotel room or online on Facebook, the pictures you're putting up or whatever, whoever's doing this, I know it's nobody here, but it's not going to be unknown. It's going to be brought to light. Now, remember what Pastor said in that Building Moral Excellence speech about groups trying to teach others to commit fornication and adultery safely? Yeah, you'll be safe. Just come to our website and you can just pay us a fee. And don't worry, no one will ever know. Well, whatever's hidden will be brought to light. Don't be deceived. It says that Ashley Madison, the website for people seeking extramarital affairs. Remember 1 Corinthians 6:9, fornicators, adulterers will not be in Yahweh's kingdom. Okay? There's no safety in this. It says the controversial online dating company, which has 37 million users, including 1.2 million Britons, carries the tagline, "Life is short, have an affair." The service is founded on confidentiality and privacy, claiming to be a 100% discreet service and boasting a trusted security award on its homepage. And it says Ashley Madison tries to connect beautiful women with successful men. Successful? What is true success, House of Yahweh? It's teaching, it's keeping the laws of Yahweh. That's how you become successful. Not by fornicating and committing adultery on Ashley Madison's website. It says, according to the hackers, although Ashley Madison promises removal of the site usage history, by the way, they're saying if you want yours taken down, pay us $19 and we'll take it down. So that way you won't get caught. It says, according to the hackers, the removal of site usage history and personally identifiable information from the site, credit card details, etc., including your real name and billing address, remain online. The hackers are saying, don't worry, we got it covered. You're still going to get caught. If their demands are not met, the hackers are threatening to release all customer records, including profiles with all customers, secret fantasies, and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and employee documents and emails. This online dating company estimates to be worth $1 billion. And here's one of the articles says, hacking adultery site won't stop cheaters. And it won't. They'll continue to commit their fornication and adultery. Remember, it says in Revelation 9, they're not going to repent of these things. Okay, so no sooner had that taken place, you know, if Yahweh didn't give us enough, NASA finds, this is on July 24th, NASA finds Earth's bigger, older cousin. NASA said they found it on Thursday, which was the 23rd of July, 23. Remember that number. And in it was found by the Kepler spacecraft. Let me read to you. It says, the first nearly Earth-sized planet to be found in the habitable zone of a star similar to ours. And the planet's name is called Kepler-452b. Kepler-452b for your notes. And this mission, this Kepler mission, it's a $600 million mission launched in 2009, write that down. But the habitable zone, or the Goldilocks zone, is where planets can exist without being too hot or too cold, just like where the Earth is at. It's in a, they call it like in real estate, location, location, location. You know, it's in the best location for habitability and discoverability, too. Because the Earth has a transparent atmosphere, which if we did not have one, we couldn't even look out there. If we were on Jupiter or one of the gas giant planets, we wouldn't be able to even see through the haze. So Yahweh put us here to make these discoveries. Okay, now, the spacecraft, this is going to blow your mind, I think. Okay, this is the Kepler spacecraft. And it was named after a Renaissance astronomer named Johannes Kepler. And it was launched the same day Pastor gave that sermon, March 7th, 2009. March 7th, 3709. Coincidence? And this is the one that found, and it tells you right here, it tells you that it's the one that discovered the Kepler-452b. Now, who was Johannes Kepler? Well, here he is. Here's a picture of him. Nice Kodak photo. You know, Johannes Kepler, he was trying to be as righteous as he could. You know, the Catholic Church hated this man. And they actually persecuted this man because of his beliefs. Because him and Galileo went against what the Catholic Church was teaching about, you know, the earth and the sun and so forth. But he was a key figure in the 17th century scientific revolution. And he lived in... He died in Regensburg, Germany, but he lived in the Holy Roman Empire, and that's the place he lived. Remember, Regensburg is where Pope Benedict went and made his comments about the Muslims back on September 12th. When was that? 2006? In Regensburg, Germany? This is where this man died, okay? But Kepler, Johannes Kepler. So I looked up 452 because I wanted to see, you know, what that word meant, because that Kepler 452b, and it's the word Ilya, which means the strength of Yahweh, Yahweh's laws and prophets and the peaceful solution, right? And That's in the Hebrew. This is in the Greek. This is Greek 452, and it's of Hebrew origin. It comes from 2608, and it's the word anas, A-N-N-A-S. And anas means humble. That's part of the meaning. And it's from 2608. So we went to 2608, and here's the Hebrew word it came from, which is kananya. Okay? And it's from 2603 and 3050. 3050 is always Yahweh. 2603, and it means Hananya. Okay? So I went to 2603, and lo and behold, 2603 is Kanan, which means merciful, have mercy. They call it gracious. Be gracious, to be gracious, have mercy on, so on and so forth. So I looked up Hananya to see what that meant. And here's where I went. I went to Hananya, meaning in etymology, the name of Hananya in the scripture. And here's some of the names associated with it. Ananias, Anna, Annas, there's the name Annas, and Hananya, and Yohanan. And it means Yahweh has been gracious or merciful. Yahweh is merciful. Now, but here's the clincher. Remember Johannes Kepler? This is from Grammar of the New Testament Diction by Dr. George Benedict Wiener. Either he made wine or he cried a lot. I don't know. Remember, names have meanings. It says, one might say that the name would bear with it a consoling significance. Ananias, like Hananya, Yohanan, and Johannes, it's the same word, House of Yahweh. That is, the Lord or Yahweh is gracious or Yahweh is merciful. Like Yochanan means Yahweh is merciful. Johannes, Yahweh already showed this. Isn't this amazing to you? That Yahweh already foresaw all of this. And this man, Kepler, you know, Johannes Kepler, you should read about the man. I'm going to read this from Man of Science. It's called Man of Science, Man of God by Christine Deo. And it says, at a time when the sun and other celestial bodies were still widely believed to circle the earth, or geocentrism, Kepler defended Nicholas Copernicus' theory that planets orbit the sun and sought to reconcile it with Scripture. An unorthodox Lutheran, Kepler had a deep love for the Messiah and the inspiration and authority of Scripture. So he really loved the scripture, and it goes on to tell how he was persecuted by the Catholic Church. His wife was accused of being a witch. But I want you to notice what he says here. This is his conclusion he wrote one time, and he said, but first, this is his famous work called Harmonies of the World, and it's written in Latin, but he said, but first, I need to learn myself and afterwards to teach others too. How great he is. He's talking about Yahweh. How great he is in wisdom. How great in power. And what sort in righteousness. Okay, remember, this man didn't know. The House of Yahweh wasn't around back then. But the man was trying to prove Yahweh to be right. Okay? He was doing some righteousness. Okay, now, and he's going to be greatly amazed to see these things when he's resurrected. Because you're going to be teaching him these things. The House of Yahweh is going to be teaching this to him. Okay, now, remember, Pastor had a dream on May 12, 2015. And Pastor had a dream of a car speeding up to 70 miles an hour and no brakes. Can you cue up the next video, please? Oh, you know what? Let's see, I might have missed something here. I don't want to. Okay, no, I didn't. I don't think I did. Okay, video two. I'm trying to remember what video two was. Let's go ahead and play video two. Oh, okay. No, don't play it yet. Okay, 7/7/15. Remember, the stocks closed at 17/7/7/7. The next day on 7/8, they had what's called the glitch. Y'all remember that? And United Airlines was involved and other entities, but the U.S. or the stock market had a glitch and it stopped. Okay. For 3.5 hours. Now, can you please play the video and watch very closely the man standing that walks up behind this reporter, what he has on his arm, and how scripted this looks.
Also the anticipation and the preparation for what will come, because a lot of these traders didn't know how the stock exchange was actually going to open the trade. Was it going to resume trade, meaning stocks have been trading all day. Just because the New York Stock Exchange has been out of business, essentially, stocks have been trading on other exchanges. So what the New York Stock Exchange essentially did is say, yes, we're going to go ahead and open for business, but we're not going to open with a clean slate, meaning starting over on a new day. We're going to start with the train still rolling, with those trades still rolling as they have been all day. So these traders here are having to jump on that train and resume trading.
Now, if you heard the woman, she's talking about this train, right? This train's going to keep rolling, okay? And you saw the time, it said 3:15. But remember, this is the year of reverse, isn't it? Right? Okay, well, does everybody remember this 2015 Philadelphia train derailment? Well, if you don't, it was on May 12, 2015. It wasn't the same day, because it was after sundown when this took place. Okay? So it was actually May 13th that it took place. Okay? Remember, and the guy that was driving the train, he said it was an Amtrak train. I got to show you this. The train consisted of 7 cars, and it was in Philadelphia, okay, on 30th Street. And even the name of the street was very interesting. Near the intersection of Frankfurt and Wheat Sheaf Lane. And it derailed and crashed at 9:23 p.m. Can you play the next video, please? Pay close attention. Here's the news report of that crash. It's going to be disc 3. While he's doing that, I can show you right here. May 12, 2015 at 9:23 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be May 13th. And remember, in that video, the guy standing there with a 9:23 patch on his arm, the time said 3:15, but that's 5:13 backwards. Okay, keep that in your mind. Okay, 5:13 is when this actually took place. Pastor had his dream the day before. And this train was out of control, and the man that was driving it said, I don't know what occurred, I don't even remember. He said something hit him through the windshield. And he doesn't remember anything after that. And they're still investigating it because they don't know. Can you play the video, please?
We have just gotten new video of the deadly train derailment in Philadelphia. Pay attention to the upper right of your screen. Now, this is the surveillance tape from a nearby business called CSS International Corporation.
You'll see at 9:23 p.m. a couple of bright explosions. There they are. It shows the moment the train takes the curve and then flies off the tracks. At least 6 people died and 140 people were injured. The National Transportation Safety Board has investigators on the ground there who are just beginning their work.
And that company, CSS International, they're just a few blocks away from those train tracks. As we've been hearing all morning, this is basically an industrial area, and people have been wondering if there would be video like this coming forward.
Okay, House of Yahweh, so did you also know, well, you maybe didn't know, that was not the only train hit by projectiles that night? At the same time that took place, 2 other trains were hit by projectiles minutes before the Amtrak derailment. Now, I want you to notice something. Look at the name on that train. Doesn't that look like September? Doesn't that kind of look like September, SEPTA? Who's coming to the White House on September 23rd or 9:23? Yeah, Pope Francis, right? But I want you to notice something else really curious here. Notice the picture that they took has a number 7 right there. And not only does it have a 7, it has 3 sevens in it. Watch this. Here's the actual picture. Let's see if I can. Okay, there it is. If you look at it closely, you'll see this is a 7, that's a 7, and then there's another little 7 right there. 777. You think they take pictures accidentally? Okay, check this out. The name of the train that got hit. One of the other trains that got hit was Amtrak number 2173. 2173. And the other one was the SEPTA train. The SEPTA train. Coincidence? I don't think so. So I looked up 923. For the world, here's what 923 means. The number 9 from Strong's means lost. It means something lost, destruction, or Hades. It also means this. Annihilated, corrupt, destroyed, destroyed, make to vanish, waste, wiped away, utterly destroy. Number 9 for the house of Yahweh means this. Well, first I got to get it. Here it is. I'm always in a hurry. 9 is Abilene. Abilene. 23 means my father has gathered. And it's from this word, a kaf. And it means this. It means gathered. Assemble, collect, gathering. The gathering at Abilene, right? 923, that's what it means for us. Doesn't that excite you? Now, why is it that the world even seems to know something's up with this visit coming up with Pope Francis? And they got all this speculation going out there, and they're trying to figure this thing out, but they just can't put their finger on it. And they see these little anomalies here and there, and they're like, man, that's very weird, you know? But they can't figure it out because they're not the house of Yahweh. I want to make this known that the year 5776 in the Hebrew calendar is called the year of light, the beginning of the end of time. Now, who believes this? Well, let me show you one entity that believes it. Oh, by the way, they're pushing this thing in the media. I just want to show you that even the music industry knows. You know how they make their one-eyed signs? Notice the time on the watch. Okay? Notice the time on the watch. And there's too many of these examples to go through. I don't even want to go through them. She was dressed decently, so I was able to show that. But they know what time it is. They know it's the year of the light. And that's why you'll see this right here on the United Nations website. It's called the International Year of Light. United Nations observance. And here's their logo. The sun with the rainbow around it. You know, kind of like that. Remember? Okay? So who is it pushing this thing? Why is 5776 so important? Because the answer, one of the answers can be found, unlike my phone. It's probably buried under here. Okay, where's my phone? Oh, here it is. The answer can be found here. Right on the bottom of that pyramid, you have the Roman numerals that add up to 1776. That's when America was founded, or that's when the Declaration of Independence was signed, and that was by design, by the way. It was supposed to be that day. This pyramid is the Giza Pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza. And if you notice, the capstone is missing. There's a capstone missing right there. That's because it's not complete. The great work, as the Masonic order calls it, the great work is not complete. They call it the work too. But they think they're doing the great work. Okay? Now, if you notice, there's 13 steps right there, or 13 levels. If that capstone was put on the Great Pyramid of Giza, it would be 5,776 feet tall. When the capstone's put on. Why is that important? Well, here is the Hebrew word, the Hebrew year 5776, it's 2015 to 2016, and here's when it begins, the Day of Atonement, okay? September 23rd, when the Pope comes. Now, I'm not going to be able to get through all this today because it's a lot of information, but now I want you to notice something about the Masonic calendar. I'm going to show it to you right here. This is the Masonic calendar. And the craft Masons, they start their time, they date time from 4,000, they say 4,000 BC was when man was put on the earth, and that's where they start their time. Scottish Rite Masons begin at 3760. If you add 1776 to 4,000, you get 5776. This was a year that they're looking forward to, that they're doing this great work, that they know that 2016 is the year of the light, when they're going to bring in their false Messiah. Okay? The Scottish Rite Masons go by 3760. Well, when you add 2016 to 3760, you get 5776. They're also, they know the United Nations, by the way, the United Nations is a Luciferian organization. Lucifer. Y'all know who Lucifer is, right? Lucifer meaning the light bringer. Now, you got to understand, they don't think Lucifer's evil. They think Lucifer's a good angel. You can read it. I'm gonna bring it at another time. But I want you to remember something here. Those numbers on that pyramid, this is from their own writings. It's a code. There's the number. They know about the 777. Here's your proof. They know about the 777, and everything they're doing is surrounding this date of 2016. This is when they're going to usher in. And who knows, will they be showing Mary at some point pretty quick here? Because remember, Satan was cast out, right? Remember the great Kohan last week told you about Hail Bop? Well, hail means to compel, to hail a man into court. Remember there was a court proceeding in heaven and Satan was cast out, right? Well, the word bop, here's the bop meaning. Bop means famous leader, messenger, leader, bright, famous, bright. Remember? The illuminated one, the Illuminati, the enlightened ones. The ones that are doing a great work at this time that are getting ready to usher in this messianic age, they call it. Now, I'm not going to go any further with this. I'm going to leave it there, and there's some really, really, really amazing stuff that Yahweh's going to be showing you. Actually, I need to read one more thing here to you. Those 13 steps that you see on the pyramid, it says, since the date 1776 is placed on the bottom of the course of the pyramid of the U.S. Great Seal, they call it, and since the number 13 is so important in the history of the U.S. and its symbols, then it's not unreasonable to think there's 13 time periods of 13 years each leading up on those steps. Now notice, I want to read this before I go. It says, certain researchers have convincingly shown how every 13 years from July 4th, 1776 to 1945, that's 169 years, 13 times 13, major steps forward in the Brotherhood's great work have been taken. In 1776, America and the Illuminati were founded. That's the Bavarian Illuminati in America. Remember that Bavaria, Adam Weishaupt, was founded in America. In 1789, the Illuminati stirred the French Revolution. That's 13 years later. Adopted the U.S. Constitution and the Great Seal of the United States. In 1802, Washington, D.C. was incorporated into the states, and it goes on every 13 years up to 1945 when the New World Order's United Nations was formed. And the 33rd president, a 33rd degree Mason named Harry Truman, ordered atomic genocide and brought the world into the nuclear age. In fact, this 13 time 13 year cycle ended on July 4th, 1945, and it was exactly 33 years later, or 33 days later, on August 6th, a B-29 bomber in Noli Gay dropped on mission number 13, dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, and another one on Nagasaki 3 days later. That was 11 years after Pastor was born, after the nuclear bomb was invented. That's a sun cycle. That's one sun cycle. They go by sun cycles, 11-year periods. I can't get into all that right now. I hope to share it with you soon. May Yahweh bless you. It's been a great honor to speak to you this morning. Oh. You can remain standing. Like I said, I get up here and I have so much information all the time. I don't know what to do here. I want to leave you with this. Pastor wanted to make sure you see this. This face was seen on a caterpillar. I'm sure some of you have already seen this. Pastor's face on the back of a caterpillar. Okay, priests of Yahweh, future priests of Yahweh, study this. Look up the word caterpillar. That'd be a great starting point. This was discovered by a man named Robert Palmer. There's also Palmer worms in the Bible. You might study that, okay? He was a 70-year-old man from Washington State. From Washington. Here's George Washington, head hung in shame with a nuclear blast on the other side of his face right there. Because that's what the great work is going to end in. Nuclear destruction. Study that worm, that caterpillar, okay? And, you know, bring your information to Pastor. He'll be glad to maybe set you up to speak on it. So at this time, let me grab all my stuff. Man, I got so much stuff. I need a cart. It's been a great honor and privilege to speak to you today.